Hey, CRCF Church, this is Alex Paish, the Youth Minister and Young Adults Minister. This is a prayer podcast for March 26th. Before we get into that, let's spend some time in worship.
Whatever we battle, whatever we heartbreak, whatever we serve, circumstance. I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place. I believe that you are where truth lies. I believe that you are.
Well, all right, church, as we just prepare our time and our thoughts now, even towards just Good Friday and Easter and what that has to offer for us. I know at times it can be wrapped up with fun things, right? Like Easter egg hunts, things with the kids, meals with the families, all this stuff. But even as we prepare our hearts just for Good Friday and what that means, and just Jesus coming together with the disciples at the Last Supper and and just saying that he's going to go and he's served and he's done his portion of his ministry on earth, and he's about to hit the climax of what is his life in this time. I just hope that we can take a moment and just pray for these things too. So I'll start and then I'll cue you guys in to pray. Lord, man, I'm just brought to, man, just the wonder of what it would have been like to sit and recline at the table with you at the Last Supper, with just the relational equity that would have been amongst you and the disciples, of the ministry and the amazement of these things that they've seen. And now they're coming to this point that they don't understand what is to come. But you're going to go to Calvary. You're going to go to suffer and ultimately die on their behalf and for the world's behalf, for our behalf, God. And so I just thank you for just the unlikelihood and just the mystery that is your time on earth and your gospel, God. And so I pray that even for myself and in my reckoning day to day, that I'm able to come to this truth and this realization that the gospel is all that I have and all that I need, God. And it's through you that I find peace, and it's through you I find comfort, and it's through you I find strength. Amen. All right, church, take a moment and pray some of these thoughts for yourself. All right, and the next item for prayer, church, is we have a few missions happening in the coming summer. So right away here, we have a team of adults led by Michael Perk Sr. going to Slovakia to meet with the Roma people. The way that this has been described, it's kind of reminded me even of our own city, right? You're in Vancouver, you're at Waterfront, it's beautiful, it's all these great things. And you walk a few blocks down and it's East Hastings, and it's kind of uncomfortable, and it's a people group that you're kind of like, why are you here? What is going on here? And this is kind of what's happening in Slovakia with the Roma people. There's this disdain and this looking down on the Roma people. And so we're really excited for this team to get a go and just serve them, teach them basic skills of woodworking and building. They're going to build a gazebo. How fun. I wish I had a gazebo. I don't have one though. But they're also going to be doing some ministry and just caring for the people there. So be praying for Michael Perk Sr. and the team as they go down. Considering ways you can partner with them as well. That would be incredible. And our second trip we have is actually a youth mission trip, which is super fun for me. We get to go down to Tijuana, Mexico, to Casa del Lu, to serve just an orphanage and a school. Get to care for some students and just... just build into them and pour into them. We'll have a group of hopefully around 10 students coming down with myself and a few leaders. And this will be a great opportunity just to care for the kids and the students of that area, but also pour into the surrounding areas. There's a day that we get to bring hampers out and go meet with families and just care and pour out God's love onto them and really just see what it is to that what is going on in other worlds and this is or other places. And so this is going to be awesome for us to go be a part of, and we're super excited. So let me pray for both of these things and for the missions of our church, and then I'll invite you to pray as well after. Yeah, Father, I'm just brought even to the thought of just Matthew 28, just to go unto all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Spirit, and just such a valuable part of what we see within your church and what we see within the first century as missions, people going out and building your kingdom, being the hands and feet of your kingdom, God, and of you. So I just pray that as this team just gets ready to go to Slovakia, to the Roma people, that you're just preparing their hearts, their hands, and their minds, just to go and experience something beyond what they're even expecting. God, I pray that you meet them in a way that it's impactful to them, but I pray that there's lasting impact for the Roma people there in Slovakia as well, God, and just be with that team in safety and flights and transfers and all the things, God. I just pray that the prep work that needs to be done for that is just done well, and that you just move in a powerful way among them. And I pray for ourselves too, with the youth mission trip, that the preparations that need to be made to go down are done well, that we already know that the students down there are praying for us, and what it'll be like for us to be down there. So that's an exciting thing we're not going down just to simply do something, but they're expecting something when we're down there with them, God. And so I just pray that we are just able to go and honor them and care for them well, in a way that you would do so for even your disciples. If you saw that you wash their feet, I pray that we're able just to care for them and love them in a sacrificial way that brings honor and glory to you. Amen. All right, church, take a moment, pray for missions. We'll see you soon. All right, now for you as a listener, I'd love to just get a chance to pray for you, and just that God can just highlight a few people in your life, whether it be your school, university, workplace, cousin, whatever it may be, just that God highlights them in a way that maybe you can send them a message, or just be praying for them and be thoughtful of them in your time today. So Lord, we just pray that you just be at work in our own minds, even as... Yeah, I'm just am thinking of whoever may be listening to this, God, that there's a litany of stories that could be going on in this person's head, and Man, I just pray that you just do a great work in their mind just to highlight people that we get to love and we get to care for. I think of even for myself, like my little sister, just someone I get a message and I live a bit distant from and we live different lives, but I get to reach out and care for her and send her a worship song, a message from from the Bible that I've been listening to or something, whatever it may be, God. I get to pour out love to her in a special way, even over text or over FaceTime or whatever it may be, God. And I pray that whatever it may be for this person who's listening to this, whether it be a text, a FaceTime call, buying a donut and a coffee for them on their way to work, whatever, God, I just pray that you highlight this person and just make them have a significant role in what it would be like to show Christ's love to them today. So we'll toss this to you. Be thinking of those people, praying for those people. And maybe just think of a way that you can just bless them and show them that you care and that there is a God that loves them today. All right, church. All right, that's all we have for today, church. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.